It's okay. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. It's okay. So many of us feel that our lives are not really significant. If we were to die today, what monument would we leave upon the earth that would say to the earth that we were here? If we were to die at any time, what sort of signature would we have left for our gravestone? Would it say, here lies a genius, here lies a nothing, here lies a happy person, here lies whatever? Now, when all is said and done, what do you want to have said about you? Do you want to have said about you that you left some monumental mark upon the earth, or that you spoke your word, or you earned the Nobel Prize, or some other wonderful thing like that? Well, I assure you that the people who win the Nobel Prize do not think that they have been specially honored. If people, when people feel happy about themselves and their life, then they feel their life has been worthwhile. When they feel happy about doing something great and good and beautiful, then they feel their life is worthwhile. Now, is your life worthwhile? Is your life worthwhile? Do you think that you have lived a significant life? Do you think that you have lived a life in which you have touched the world of others in a very significant way, and the world is just a little better off because you're here or you've been here? Now, is this where you're standing? Is this where you are? Well, think about it. Think about it. Go through the history books and count up the famous people. And for every famous people, there are a million zillion unfamous people, ordinary people. For a million people who have made their mark on the world and left it a better place, so to speak, because of some contribution they have made, I would like you to go through the world and just take a random million people, just a random million people, and out of those million people, all of them are geniuses. Let's just acknowledge that right away. But out of all the people, and that million people, how many people were there that brought a smile to their own lips, that lived with a sparkle in their eyes, that lived content with themselves, doing the things that they're doing and going on and doing other things, but finding the greatest joy walking down a country road, so to speak. Country road representing a road where there's not a lot of traffic and where you can walk in the middle of the street and go for miles and never see a car. A country road represents a peaceful road, one where business and commerce are not abundant on all sides. A person who walks down this country road and is with himself content and peaceful, Now, how many people are there like that? A lot more than we know. The people who really make their mark on this world are the people who make no mark at all. The people who make the greatest mark on this world are the people who are just being themselves and having fun. And that's the majority of the population. That's the greater majority, not just 50% or 51%, that's up to 90%.
Wow.
The 90%, well, just look at it. You look at the people who make a mark in this world, and there are very few, according to the way we look at it. How many hospitals do we have? How many doctors do we have? How many schools do we have? How many churches do we have? How many hospitals do we have? How many prisons do we have? See, they're all places where you make your mark. And how many do we have compared to the total population of the earth? If you have 100 people on earth, and you would have maybe 0.1% of that for schools and hospitals and things like that. It's a very small percentage. The majority of the people, and I don't like to use the word majority, I wish it were a better word. Well, 99%, let's just say, that's a good term. 99% of the people on earth are being themselves and having fun. Oh, they kick themselves around the block now and then, and they get upset with themselves now and then because they don't think they did it quite as they would have liked to have done. But 99% of the people on earth are happy people, are content people. Now, who is making the criteria for what is a good person? Who's making the criteria for what is a person who leaves a good mark on the world? Who's making the criteria for saying the geniuses, the super geniuses, are the better people? That they're significant people. Who are saying that the Nobel Prize winners, as great as they are, glorious as they are, that they have found peace in their heart, that they have found what they're here for? Who's to say?
Mm-hmm.
Who's to say? There's a story about a little boy, and he's born without eyes. Now, I mean without eyes in his sockets. He had no eyes in his socket. And his legs didn't want to work. And he was born like this, and he was otherwise just a nice kid, you know. But no, he couldn't move his legs, and he had no eyes. And so his daddy felt that he had done something bad. Why should this happen to him? And then the little kid was just such a little love that the father just loved the kid, and the mother loved the kid, and the family loved the kid. But he couldn't see. He didn't have any eyes. And he couldn't do anything for himself because he couldn't walk. Yeah, he could do everything for himself that he could. But the father took the kid and set him on the piano bench and let him pound on the piano keys. First, the mother played a few little tunes on the piano. And then this little kid, 1-year-old, they put him at the piano and let him pound on the keys, you know, mm-hmm. something to do, because he couldn't see anything, he could hear. Mm-hmm. And so, whatever he heard his mother play, he played. He had a perfect memory, perfect recall, perfect pitch. And he played with a single finger, you know, and then he played with two fingers. And then he taught himself how to play. And in no time, he was playing everything that they played. And he was playing the tough stuff and the easy stuff. And here this little 2-year-old kid, 3-year-old kid, you know, playing on the piano, and couldn't see anything, but he had a nice big built-in smile, you know. He was a pleasant kid, but he couldn't walk because he had no legs that are walkable, and so he had to have a wheelchair and had to have help doing everything. Well, his father worked for who delivers mail?
UPS.
UPS. He worked for UPS, and he had the night shift, so he could be at home during the day with his kid. And so he was. And so he taught that kid everything he could possibly teach the kid to do that the kid wanted to do, you know. He made the kid feel, you know, part of him. So the kid went to high school. And in high school, he played in the band. But he wanted to be in the marching band.
Mm-hmm.
So his father had to push the wheelchair to have him be in the marching band. And he played the trumpet in the marching band.
Oh.
And he had his uniform, and he was so proud. Of course, he couldn't see any of this, but he recognized it. And then everybody in the stadium thrilled to the what he has done for himself. And so the father pushed him along the edge of the wall of the stadium so everybody could put their hand down and say, you know, great guy. Now, this father is not going to win a Nobel Prize. And this boy is not going to win a Nobel Prize for having done his best with what he had, which is a lot more than a lot of people do with everything. But this kid had motivation. Well, he really didn't have motivation. He had his heart said to him, do these things. Do these things. Now, what was the biggest issue to come out of this for that family? What was the biggest attitude in that family that was to come out of this little boy growing up in their family and now a young man? What happened? Well, he brought happiness to that family.
Mm-hmm.
He brought a sense of purpose to that family. Everybody had their own life to live too, but they also incorporated him into their world and cared about him. Not that it was going to make them any better because they cared about him, not because it was going to make them more skillful in being a human being, but because they cared. And it gave them a warmth, and it gave them a happiness, and it gave them a feeling of you know, oneness. Well, now, can you get a Nobel Prize for that sort of thing, you know? Can you be written in history books and say, you know, you were the greatest Hitler who ever lived, you know? You say, well, Hitler wasn't really too cool a cat. Yes, he was. He just got off the track. And when any of us get off the track, we can go far off the track too. And a bigot is as much of a Hitler as anybody it could be. And how many bigots do you know who think their church is right or their school is right? Yale, Harvard, you know, superior to any, and there, that's the big schools, that's the big stuff, you know. And then they think that the United States is better than some other country in the world. There's no country that's better than any other country. It's our country wherever we live.
Mm-hmm.
And we love it. And it has its ups and downs, it has its faults, it has its goodness, but it's okay. And life is okay. And if we will stop looking for ways to put our mark on the world, and rather put our mark in our heart, and say to ourselves, I like me, 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 I like this world, I like who I am, it's okay. It's okay, I like me just the way I am. And not because I want to not change, but I like me just the way I am. And I can never change, if change what I'm going to do, if I don't like me just the way I am. Because I'm going to be running away from something otherwise. And if I like me just the way I am, I'm going to move on and you know, improve whatever I think improving is. But be yourself and have fun. That's what all of the truly happy people of this world are, being themselves and having fun. not caring one little bit of whether they're making anybody else happy or sad or anything else. Do you realize that if you quit school, it's going to make your mother unhappy? And Bill Gates said, well, that's the way it is. He was living his life for himself. His mother later realized he did the right thing, but at the moment, it didn't seem to be the right thing, because he was leaving school, a very good school that he could have gained a good reputation, a good education, but that wasn't his purpose. His purpose was to play out his game. Now, each one of us can sort of say, we're monks here at the monastery. Well, that's a bunch of garbage. We're not really monks at the garbage. We're not really monks at the monastery. What we are is we're monks in our heart.
Right.
And if we're monks in our heart, then we're monks everywhere. Not just in the monastery, but everywhere. And what is a monk?
One who listens within.
One who listens within and is true to himself. Now, is that so terrible? Is that so good? Or is that just okay? Be yourself and have fun. I say that more and more and more, and I don't know how to say it more impressively than to tell you that this little boy who was born limited did not allow himself to feel sorry for his limitation, and his family didn't allow him to feel sorry for it. He said, well, what do you want to do? You know, oh, you want to play the piano? Okay, let's go, you know. Not, you're going to hurt the piano. That's our piano, you know. You're going to hurt this, you're going to hurt that, you know. And he was taught values, I'm sure, because all the people in school who worshipped, not worshipped, but who respected him, did not respect him because he was feel sorry for himself character. They respected him because he had a handicap and he didn't let that slow him down when he found out where his talent was. So the minute you find out where your talent is, it doesn't matter whether you're 80 or 90 or 100 or 5 or 10, doesn't matter. When you find out what your talent is, go for it. And if your talent means, sorry, Mom, I'm not finishing school, I'm going on to something else, then go for it. Because it's your life. It's your world. And it is. It's okay. No, I love you. I love you. I love you.
I love you.